it in a potash, lets it soak, and then she boils it to get the husk off, and then rinses it and cooks it. But I sure have. I can't remember which one now it is, but she makes it.
Well, on Sunday dinner, you know, you might have fried chicken, and you might have butter beans or something like that, and then you might have something to gravy in.
Cream potatoes.
And you might have something else, so this is what they eat in China.
Rice.
Would you eat a lot of rice?
Yes, we have rice once, twice a week.
And, now, talking about, if somebody went out in the woods and made whiskey illegally, you know, what would you call that?
A still.
And what would this stuff you made be called?
Homebrew or White Lightning.
And now, what about...
Moonshine.
But that, are those all illegal?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Now, homebrew is something I suppose you would make at home.
So it wouldn't necessarily be illegal?
No, I think the law says you can make so much at home.
But it wouldn't be for sale then?
No, you couldn't sell it. The others call White Lightning or Steel or Moonshine.
Well, what would be something like that would just be a real cheap whiskey? Just something that is sold in the store maybe, but it wouldn't be something fine, wouldn't be something expensive. Well, if it was a whiskey though, what would you call something like that? Would you have a name for that?
I don't know. Because we don't have any affiliation with anything but rubbing alcohol. Is there a name for it?
Well, sometimes it's something that's it.
Now, I'm sure my husband has heard of it. I've probably heard of it, but just time to, and I don't remember it.
Well, have you ever heard of SPLU?
What?
SPLU.
No.
You never heard the word?
S-P-L-U?
S-P-L-U, I think so.
SPLU? No, I've never heard of that.
Well now, if you were in the kitchen cooking something real good, and your husband came in, and you were real proud of it, and you were going, you say, just do what?
Smell.
But, what's another way of saying it? Just smell.
Smell it up.
Is that what you say? Mm-hmm. So how would you say that?
Well, I don't use the word smell it up. He uses it sometimes.
Well, what would you say?
He's just smelling of it.
Alright.
Sniffing it.
Alright. And, if you crush cane and boil the juice, what do you make?
Syrup.
And now, is there something else you can make? Something dark?
Molasses.
Is that the same thing as syrup?
Molasses is stronger. They make molasses for cows.
That's not made for.
Well, I think there is some, but all we make in this area that I know anything about is cane syrup.
Well, now, would the amount of sweetening make any difference?
I think so.
Well, how is it?
I think they use sorghum to make cane syrup, molasses.
But you don't use that to make syrup?
Mm-mm. No, I went to a cane mill this year and bought some cane syrup and watched them grind it and cook it up.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Open pot. Big kettle.
I bet it's good, too.
Oh, that kettle's that big one.
5 feet?
Yeah.
That's a big thing.
Grandpa used to have one, but he wore his 10 mules and 2 horses out of a syrup kettle.
Well, now, you know, nowadays you can buy imitation syrup. But if somebody said, well, if you...